Nothing greater than worshiping the Lord. And His presence coming and changing us. Because we need to be changed every time. Would you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, please? Verse 18. For the message of the cross is what? Foolishness to those who are perishing. How many of y'all know people that the message of the cross is foolish to them? You know why? They're perishing. They're headed on their way to hell. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. In other words, this is resurrection power. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise and where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who were believed. For Jews request a sign and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Wow, the foolishness. Those that do not understand the power of events from the cross that shadow the believing followers. It shadows the believing followers. We are talking about resurrection power. Listen, you wouldn't have power to even come here. If you didn't have the resurrection power, you'd be resisting. You know how many people are home cooking instead of resisting and fellowshipping today? One of the most holiest days of the year, resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what saved me and you. When He brought life, there's power in Him. There's life in Him. It is one of the most holy days for me and you. But many are home cooking, preparing, coloring eggs, doing all kinds of stuff to entertain instead of getting to the real truth, the power of resurrection. Jesus, the resurrection power for humanity. Hallelujah. Matthew 27, verse 45. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was what? Darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard it, said that this man is calling out for Elijah. Immediately, one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink, but he did refuse it. The rest said, let him alone. Let's see if Elijah will come and save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yield up his spirit while he was hanging on the cross. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earthquake and the rocks were split. In other words, a dimensional portal to eternity was made open. And the graves were opened. Think of the power of this resurrection. The graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep during Jesus' ministry were raised. Wow. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. That's resurrection power, man. That is resurrection power. And when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Wow. That's resurrection power, man. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, please. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. No one's risen from the dead. Muhammad, Mohadib, all these other goofy demonic deities. Nobody's risen from the dead. Only Jesus. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, that's called the resurrection power, through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last days. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by various trials. Anybody been grieved by various trials? Praise God, but you burn through it because you have resurrection power. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to the praise and honor and the glory of the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressibly and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. For this salvation the prophets have inquired, searching carefully who prophesied of the grace that would come, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed that not to themselves but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into, the power of God to overcome. It's called resurrection power. Ephesians 4:7. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, he says, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts to men. Now this he ascended, what does it mean but that he also first descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is also the one who ascended far above the heavens, that he might fulfill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a what? Perfect man, to the measure, the stature of the fullness of the anointing or of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. What does it say that he brought had the first descend? What does it mean that he ascended, that he descended? And what did he do? He went down into hell, took the keys of death, hell, and the grave away from Satan. He defeated them. We got to remember, Jesus had to take on all the sins of the world to get into hell. Because nobody goes into hell that's not a sinner. So Jesus had to qualify to take the sins of the world to get into hell. And then when he got into hell, he slapped the bejeebies out of Satan. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom also he went and preached to the spirits. Where? And well, that's when he descended. Where did he go? He went in the depths of hell. This was their last chance to escape. He gave everybody an opportunity. He went and preached to them the gospel of salvation. Many of them accepted. I don't know how many rejected, but he had to be an idiot if you did. Who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine and long-suffering waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls were saved through water. There is also an antitype, which now saves us, baptism, not the removal of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him. Wow. Preach to the spirits. This was an eternal prison that he went and rescued them from. Those willing to follow him through repentance. Wow. What a change of time for each and every one of them. 1 Corinthians 15. Many of us were in the pit. We might not have been in hell, but headed there. When the Spirit of God preached to us. And he's still doing the same thing. He's still preaching to the world. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In other words, when you and I die, we don't die. Your body sleeps. I don't care if you've been cremated or not. But you and I are spirits. Everyone say, I'm a spirit. That's what makes us different. I am a born-again spirit. I'm in this flesh suit. But this spirit is using these eyes to see, these ears to hear. We're made of a three spirit, soul, and body. Just like a triune God. Three in one. God is three in one. He fulfilled a three-in-one operation here. Verse 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trumpet, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will rise incorruptible, and we shall be what? Changed. For this incorruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And John 14. You know, you can look in a mirror and only see your shell. That's what operates in this reality. Temporary reality. But there's a true reality, an eternal reality. Again, we live in the matrix, but we're not of the matrix. We've been born out of the matrix. John 14, verses 1. Jesus said what? Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, and how can we know the way? And of course, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except for through me. Jesus was expressing that he was the tabernacle. He was the way, truth, and life. He's the outer court, holy place, and most holy place. Three in one. The Father, Son, and Spirit. Three in one. When Jesus died on the cross, he fulfilled three in one. Three feasts at one time. Passover, unleavened, and first fruits. That's what he did. He's three in one. Everything right now we're seeing three in one. We can go for days talking about three in one in the prophetic numerology of three in one. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth. Everything revolves around the feast of the Lord and the tabernacle of the Lord. Everything. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 12. For we do not commend ourselves again to you, but give you opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. Why? He's not a flesh anymore. He's spirit, just as we are spirit. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We are spirit. Everyone say it. I am a spirit in a flesh suit. This flesh suit's going back to the dust where it was created from. Amen? Because we are born of the spirit, not of the dust. Romans 8:34. Let's go to verse 8 for a second. So then those who are in the flesh cannot what? Please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of what? Righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead shall also give life to your mortal bodies, through his Spirit who dwells in you. And what is the Spirit? His Spirit, Holy Spirit. He's called the resurrection power. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you're going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are what? Sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God or offsprings. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Powerful. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me and you. Mark 8, verse 34. When he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. Whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel will save it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. Wow. So we know that the process of continuing to walk in resurrection power is to continue to deny yourself, pick up the sword and fight. Then you can follow, because there's no follow without a fight. Amen. John chapter 1. Resurrection power. What a day to remember. One day we won't be celebrating this anymore. It won't recycle. Because we'll be there. Living with resurrection power. Boy, we could all use a resurrected mind, huh? Sheesh. John chapter 10, or John 1, verse 10. It says, Jesus was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. You know, I love how he separates that. We're not born of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man. Separating them, will of flesh or will of man. Why? Because flesh is considered corrupt. And the will of man is a soulish arena. But of God. Amen. We are born of God, not from any desire, not from any seed or sperm or any. We were born of the Spirit of God by the Word of God, the eternal seed. Hallelujah. In verse 14, and the Word what? Became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verse 13. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. But if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord where? In the air. We ain't meeting them nowhere else. We're not meeting them in Jerusalem. We're not meeting them in the temple. We're meeting them in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. That's resurrection power. Alive with a new body. John 16, verse 25. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, Jesus said. But the time is coming when I'll no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. And that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me, and I have believed that I came from God. I come forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figurative speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. But this we believe, that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered each to his own and will leave me alone. And yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble or tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have what? Overcome the world. Why? Through what? Resurrection power. Go back to verse, I'm going to close at verses 12 through 15. Same chapter. John 16, verse 12. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, or the Spirit of what? The power of resurrection, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. In other words, he's going to give you prophetic insight. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. Declare it to you. So Daddy owns everything. Amen? The world tries to take it, take control. He owns it all. He's declared it to us. We must believe and receive. Whatever you ask, you receive. Sometimes you don't get it right away. But you got to let God work it through as he's working through each and every one of us. Why? Because everything's going to turn to the good. Why? Because you carry resurrection power. You're connected with the great I am. We are more than conquerors. And if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen? This is a day of celebration of the power of God Almighty and the price he paid for me and you. He fulfilled three faiths in one movement. Amen. He fulfilled three positions in the tabernacle, the outer court, most holy place, the outer court, holy place, and most holy place. So it's an eternal portal where you and I have access to and fro. The powers of darkness are trying to create portals, always trying to imitate God. But you must call destructive fire down on all their portals. You must take authority as warriors and forerunners of the return of Christ, and call destructive fire down on every one of these operations in the other locations. We are warriors. We are third-dimensional warriors. And we are walking in resurrection power. What an honor and a blessing. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed for the price you paid for each and every one of us. And we are reminded of the price you paid as we prepare for communion. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.